This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are down to number 16 in the highly secretive committee's release of 25 and 25, the most memorable New York sports moments from the year that was. Every day, 3 have been unveiled. So far, number 25, Nimmo to the Rangers. Number 24, Pete Alonso becomes the all-time Mets home run king. Number 23, Clark Schmidt ruins Sean Morash's weekend when he gets pulled with a no-hitter. Number 22, Chris Kreider traded to Anaheim. Number 21, the Islanders win the lottery. Number 20, Woody Johnson drops some harsh words on Justin Fields. Number 19, the torpedo bats are all the rage. Number 18, Aaron Judge's epic home run against the Blue Jays in Game 3. And number 17, Eli Manning snubbed as a first ballot Hall of Famer. These are the most memorable moments from the year that was. Some have been good, some have been bad, but they have been memorable. Let us get to number 16.
Number 16. Aaron Rodgers unloads on Aaron Glenn on the Pat McAfee Show.
I just flew across country. You could have told me this on the phone. If we weren't even going to have a conversation, and this is verbatim exactly how it happened. So I said, huh? And he goes, we just want to know how you want it released. The messaging. And I said, verbatim, I don't give a about the message. And I said, why? And then he said, I don't want to be up in front of the room saying something and have guys looking back at you.
Interesting.
And I said, what does that even mean? Are you assuming that I would be in the back of the room during a team meeting undermining what you're saying? I said, you don't know me. And he said, you don't know me. And then I said, exactly. Which is why I flew across the country to have a face-to-face meeting with you to talk about my experience with the Jets and to hear your vision for the team.
I have to admit, this has been 8 months since this happened.
Yeah.
I think it was so refreshing that Aaron Rodgers told us just what happened.
Exactly what happened.
Exactly. Because we wouldn't have known.
I can see it happening like that.
Oh, 1,000%.
And it's interesting that he was candid about it and gave the insight. I don't know if I judged Aaron Glenn after that or felt sympathy for Aaron Rodgers, but it was interesting to hear the inside of how conversations like that happen.
As a fan of the Jets, I thought it was important to know, and my opinion at the time hasn't changed. I like Aaron Glenn. I'm glad they hired him. I agreed with the decision to move on from Aaron Rodgers. I did not like how he handled the situation with Aaron Rodgers.
Glenn is a weird guy.
I would have been more open-minded. I wouldn't have flown him across the country to basically fire him.
Right.
I would have picked his brain. And so if what Rodgers told McAfee is true, and I have every reason to believe it is, I don't like, and I still don't like the way Glenn handled it.
I don't understand why they wouldn't just have told him and say, we'd love to have you come out and we can talk about this. You got to pick up your stuff. You have a house here, whatever.
But we're moving on.
If you want to come out, great. If not, it's fine.
I also think it shows,
like, what was the point of having the face-to-face meeting?
I need to take you back, though. Remember, when the Packers were done with him, they didn't meet with him face-to-face, and he complained about it. That was a big issue at the end of the Packer tenure. He got called out after this for the hypocrisy when he complained about it. He was not happy. Then the whole thing came up with his... Then he blamed it on phone service he had in his cave or whatever was going on. But he was not happy
that
the Packers didn't tell him face-to-face.
That's fair, and I remember that. But do you think that's why the Jets called him out? Do you think they cared about being criticized for phone reception? I don't think that's the reason they called him to fly out to Florham Park.
You think, oh, like the Jets didn't care about the Packers?
I don't think they cared about that story. Yeah. It's a good story. I don't think they cared about it.
I almost forgot about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just important in context. So you can't complain about one, but complain about the other.
What I don't like personally is I understand that Aaron Glenn made the decision he didn't want Aaron Rodgers back. I agreed with that decision.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of actually David Stearns. I'll bring it back to him. The first thing he did, he took over, and Buck Showalter was basically fired prior to David Stearns ever speaking to him.
Yeah.
And Buck has said this before. He's been open about it. Yeah, I never spoke to him. If you're David Stearns, aren't you open-minded enough to speak to Buck Showalter? Not that you're going to hire him.
Yeah.
Not that you're bringing Rodgers back. Can you have a conversation? Well, because maybe that conversation changes your preconceived notion.
Maybe, but the problem was it feels like Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji had an idea of what they wanted to do already. And that idea has not even been close to working out.
But you're right. You can have any idea you want.
Yeah.
Like, I have ideas, but I would still want to be open-minded enough to at least have a discussion, especially with someone like Rodgers or Showalter that have accomplished enough in this sport.
Right, and if not, I think it's more respectful to just tell them on the phone and say, we'd love to have you come out.
Yeah.
But and have this conversation, but I'm telling you the decision now. I'm not dramatizing it and building it up, and you're going to fly all the way across the country having no clue and sit down in the meeting and 3 seconds in say, we're moving on.
I got to tell you, I think I disagree with the committee. We just spent a few minutes still debating this. It's been 8 months. It should be better than 16.
That's right.
Like, we're still arguing about it.
Right.
All right, that's number 16. Aaron Rodgers destroys Aaron Glenn on the Pat McAfee Show. Let's hear number 15.
Number 15. Jackson Dart makes his debut with a bang.
Gadabu the back. Dart, design run. Up the middle he goes to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Giants! Jackson Dart! Let a quarterback drop from 15 yards out in his first start. Gives the Giants the lead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that was impressive drive.
Impressive drive, impressive win. They were playing the Chargers that day.
The Giants did not, at that point, for years, it felt like, score on opening drives. And he just went down and it looked easy.
I have to take the committee to task here.
What?
There was something else on that day that was very memorable. How come they're not paired together?
Why would it be paired together?
Because on that Sunday, the Mets also finished the regular season and finishing off their collapse. Wouldn't that be all? It literally happened at the exact same time.
I'm going to guess, and I don't know, but I'm going to guess the Mets collapse is going to be much higher than 50.
I understand that, but am I on to something here? That Sunday being memorable day, Mets finish their season off with a collapse.
You know what? I'll answer it this way for you. As just a Met fan, because you're a giant Met fan.
Right, for me, it's very memorable.
100%. As a Mets fan and someone who watches all the football, I have completely separated those two things. Like, you almost have to remind me that they're connected.
So I forgot that they were on the same day.
There you go. So Tiki's in my boat on this one.
I actually think this moment gets hurt.
Now, granted, I was at that game, and I was calling the game, so it was different.
And I was in my home more focused on the Mets than I was the Giants. Right.
Yeah, I wasn't just doing pre and post. I was actually on the game, so it was like a lot of work that day for me.
Yeah.
So I wasn't even paying. I don't think the Mets were in my consciousness at all the whole day.
And honestly, the Giants weren't on my consciousness until hours later because then, I got to do my job. So I think for you, Tommy, I totally get it. I'm not disputing your emotions on it, but I do think for most they would be two separate moments. And I'm assuming that's how the committee's going to look at it, because the Mets collapse has to be top five.
Look, you know I've had my issues with the committee. I actually think Tommy brings up a good point here, because for me, you were focused on the Mets, you were at the Giant game. I consumed both together, and it was a married day for me. Like, this is crazy. What the list, though, is the most memorable, right?
Yeah.
Dart, unfortunately, is probably a top five moment, if not for the Mets. So I think it hurts it. My only question would be, and we have a long way to go, I don't think we marry any moments, right? The committee can't marry moments.
No, you can't marry moments.
I wouldn't marry moments unless the moments are connected.
I don't think
these moments, to me at least, are connected.
Oh, I think they're connected.
I don't think that, to your point, Sean, to respond to your point, that Dart moment is not a top five moment unless the team turns into a potential playoff contender.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that they've sucked since and they've lost so many close games, it's a great moment because it's the arrival of Jackson Dart.
Can we get somebody from the committee on the phone? Right. Because is it about what happened after or in the moment?
I don't know who's on the committee. I just get it emailed to me.
But it's like if the Giants, Russell Wilson starting quarterback, whatever, it sucks. It is what it is. Dave makes a change. They win that first game against the Chargers. Jackson Dart has this ridiculous opening drive and scores on a 15-yard designed run up the middle. And then 10 weeks later, they're a game away from making the playoffs.
It enhances it.
Right.
Yeah.
They're like 8-9 and whatever the record would be. You flipped around 9-4, 9-5, whatever it is. Then we'd be saying, you know what? That Jackson Dart moment, we knew. We knew from that moment.
I agree. I think what happens next certainly adds to it.
Yes.
Anyhow, that's number 15. Number 14.
Number 14. Pete Alonso returns to the Mets after a long standoff.
Jeff Passan breaking the news. Slugger Pete Alonso and the New York Mets are in agreement on a free agent deal. Alonso's deal is for 2 years and $54 million per Mark Twain stand with an opt-out after this 2025 season per source. Now, he'll also get a $10 million signing bonus and a $20 million salary for 2025 with $24 million player option for 2026.
Oh, the irony.
Committee's the best.
I understand that Alonso returning to the Mets after a long standoff happened in 2025 and has to be at one of the most memorable moments, but the timing is impeccable.
Wow. It's a good thing it wasn't yesterday.
I think it's worse than it's today.
Right.
I was moving on today. I was advancing in my life today.
Now you get to remember the fact that he was here and he stayed and you thought he was going to be a Met for life.
You know, I didn't. That's the funny part. When Pete re-signed last year, I was excited. I was pumped up about the year. And I remember saying on the Rico, and I certainly said it here, they're probably not getting married long term. Let's all just be honest about this. Let's be open-minded that this is a one-year settlement.
Right.
And that next year he's probably gone. So I think what helped with yesterday, because as some have noticed, and I even admitted to you, I was angrier on Tuesday with Diaz leaving than even Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a part of that is we all kind of knew this was coming. Like, it felt inevitable for a year and a half.
Right.
The Diaz thing was a shock. Him going to the Dodgers was like, what? Especially for that contract. So even when Pete did re-sign in that memorable moment from back in February now, I think we all kind of knew, like, is he really going to be here for a long time? We hoped it was just going to be enough for them to win. Go win a championship and it doesn't matter. And obviously that was not the case.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.